Praise the Lord. Amen. How many have prayer cards tonight with you in your hand? You brought them with you tonight, prayer cards, folks that have entrusted you with their prayer requests. Would you raise your hand right now, those who have prayer cards? Amen. All over the house here, up in the balcony. Would you stand? Would you stand? Stand right now with those prayer cards. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. These are actually prayer request cards that we've had folks fill out, and what they've done is they've given us their name and prayer request, things that we can pray for and believe God for with them, and so we're going to do that tonight and lift up these prayer requests. I shared with you last time we were together that someone had entrusted me with a prayer request card. It was a man who had fallen off a scaffolding, and he had broken his wrist, he had broken his neck, and he had broken facial bones, and was asking for prayer, and began to pray for him, and I would bring the cards here and pray for the cards here on Tuesday night. Well, God healed him, completely healed him, and the doctors are like dumbfounded. They don't know what to do with this guy. They are just amazed at what God has done. And so tonight we're going to believe God for miracles. Amen. And we're going to lift up these needs to the Lord and ask the Lord to work miracles in these lives. And so I want everyone to stand in the house, everyone to stand. And what I'd like you to do is take a look around you and look at those around you who have the cards. Those who have the cards, would you raise your hand real high once again, real high, so those around you can see those cards. It might be someone behind you, standing behind you, across the aisle from you. But would you begin to gather around those that have cards tonight? Begin to gather around them. And they're going to share with you the name of the person and what the need is. And then we're going to go to prayer immediately for these prayer requests tonight. Go ahead and cross the aisle. Step out of your seat. And find those around you that have the cards, the prayer request cards. They'll share with you the need, the name, and then go immediately to prayer. And let's believe God to work a miracle tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we call on your name, Lord God. We call on your name, oh God, tonight. The name which is above every name, oh God. The name to which every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess, Lord, that you are God, that you are Lord. To the glory of our God. Tonight, Lord, we come before you, Lord, on behalf of these needs. Lord, and on behalf of this city, oh God. Lord, on behalf of this generation, our generation. Lord, our co-workers, our neighbors. Lord, those that need to know you, oh God. And we pray for this city. We pray for this generation. We pray, oh God, Lord, that you would reveal yourself. Lord, that you would save, oh God, that you would deliver from the grip of darkness, Lord. Those that are despairing, Lord, those that are despairing even in this hour, Lord, those that are under the weight and condemnation of their sin, oh God, Lord, that you would come and you would begin to deliver them, that you would begin to set them free. Lord, you came for this very reason. You came to seek and save the lost. And so, Father, we lift up the lost. We lift up those that don't know you. God, that you would begin to reveal yourself to them. God, that you would begin to touch them. Lord, that you would begin to bring them across our paths so we can share the good news that Jesus is alive and that he has a plan for them. Lord, deliver those that are thinking of suicide even tonight. Lord, touch the suicide. Touch the depressed. Touch those that are despairing. Touch those that are in bars drinking themselves to death. Lord, those that are smoking. Lord, marijuana. Lord, those that are hooked on drugs. God, that you would have mercy on them. And God, that you would begin to touch and save them and deliver them. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those that are bound by perversion, those that are bound, Lord, by anger, Lord, those that are self-destructing. God, that you would touch them, that you would begin to deliver them. God, that you would begin to save them. God, we believe you for the miraculous. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, when you rose from the grave, you triumphed over the powers of hell and darkness. And so tonight, even in prayer, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the triumph of our God, Lord, over every work of darkness. God, we proclaim you as Lord. You are Lord of this city. You are Lord over our communities. You are Lord over our workplaces. God, you are Lord tonight. You are exalted. You are exalted, God. exalted, God. We proclaim you. You are exalted. Hallelujah. 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 You are a prayer answering God. The same God who delivered us. The same God who rescued us. The same God who keeps us. The same God who's coming back for us. God, we lift your name up tonight and we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, thank you for inviting us. Thank you for inviting us to come boldly to your throne of grace. Hallelujah. We thank you that there is help in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's victory. There's freedom. There's new life. There's hope. There's deliverance. There's direction. There's a reason for living. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him a shout of praise tonight.
Father, we ask you to help us to never forget what you've done for us. Now help me tonight, God, as I share your word. God, we ask you to bless this people. Help me, God, put the words in my mouth. Take from me any thoughts that shouldn't be shared. And let your name be glorified tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. Forget not his benefits. That's wonderful. I want to talk to you tonight about the power and the importance of praise and not forgetting his benefits, remembering them and living with them. There are several places in this book that talks about corporate praise. Wonderful praise with Israel. It's the marvelous praise in 2 Chronicles, the 5th chapter, when Solomon had built the temple and they were bringing the ark back to the temple, bringing it in from the tabernacle, the tent, to the temple. This marvelous, marvelous, one of the wonders of the world, the temple that Solomon built. And they was bringing the ark in, and the priests were singing and praising God. And it says the instruments were all praising God. And they were saying, oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and for his goodness is forever. For his mercy endures forever. Let us praise the Lord for his goodness. For God is good and his mercy endures forever. When they sang that in unison, it says, and the cloud filled the temple. The cloud filled it, so the priest had to stop. It got so dark in there, the cloud came right down in the place with the glory of God in the presence of God. There's power in praise. There's power in praising God in your life. In corporate, wonderful. That's one of the marvelous things about this church is praise. Thank God for the choir and for all of you that are praising God tonight because there's power in praise. And of course, we just got through celebrating Palm Sunday, and that was a spontaneous praise. This was organized and orchestrated with the temple, which is proper, but this was so spontaneous, and it was the people had come to Israel for the Passover and the great celebration of Passover, and of course, that was the week that Jesus was going to die, but on that day, a few days before, on the Sunday before, all of Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, and the people saw him, and they began to spontaneously praise God. Now, some years ago when I was in Israel, I walked that same path that Jesus walked to the best you can. You can't do it exactly now because they've closed the Eastern Gate. But I walked around the Mount of Olives and all the way down the hill by past the Gethsemane and all the way down the hill in the Valley of Kidron and the little brook that is there, the little river, and you walk back up. Of course, then he walked right up in through the Eastern Gate. I couldn't do that. I had to go around to the Temple Mount, which is the Mosque of Over today. It was about 2 or 3 miles, about 3 or 4 miles that he walked. And it's a wonderful walk. But as he got nearer to the Temple Mount, the people began to praise God. They grabbed down the branches of the trees and the palm trees that were there, pulled down the palm branches off the palm trees. And those that couldn't get branches off the trees took their coats off and threw their coats down for him to walk on them. And he came on the donkey, the lowest. And they cried out and quoted Isaiah and began to praise God in the volumes of praise. Because there were people in that crowd. He had healed thousands and thousands of people had been healed and helped and had been helped by Jesus. It was tremendous. A great occasion with thousands of people healed. Everybody was there, every person. And there was enormous sickness in those days. And he had healed them all. And they were there. Maybe Bartimaeus was there and all of the others. And Lazarus, they came to see him too. He was with them, that Jesus had raised from the dead. It was one tremendous, exciting time. And they began to praise God and worship God. And then the people and the religious people, the religious leaders saw what was happening, and the crowd is wondering after. They said, "Look, did you see her, what they're saying? And they're praising you and all they're doing." He said, "You should stop them and these children praising you." And he said, if they were to stop, he said, "The stones that I'm walking on, the stones will cry out. They'll start speaking." Hallelujah. Because God is to be praised. I don't want any stone crying out for me. I don't want any stone praising. I want to praise God myself. Hallelujah. I want to praise God, because then there's the one other great place that we're going to be part of it. And that is in the book of Revelation. It gives us the story in Revelation, the 7th chapter and the 9th verse. And it says, "And there was people from every nation, kindred, and tongue." Thank God for that. Isn't that wonderful? All nations are going to be there. And it says they began to praise God and give God the glory. And they were praising him for his wonderful works, praising God. "I'm going to be in that crowd. I want you to be in that crowd. But let me tell you something. I'm going to get started now. Now is the time to get started." Hallelujah. If you want to praise God up there with that. Now, we couldn't be in Jerusalem. We couldn't be at the temple. We couldn't be when they came on Palm Sunday and we worshiped Jesus. We couldn't be there those two times, but we can be there on that occasion. And let's get started now. Hallelujah. Get into praise. There's power in praise. Powerful power in it. Praise God. And I want to read you, before I go any further, I want to read you a scripture from a wonderful verse in scripture, challenging verse in Isaiah 26th chapter and the 3rd verse. It says, "And you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." Now, the value of praise is it will help you. It will help you put your mind on God, and it will help you to have perfect peace, because he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God. Praise will help you to keep your mind stayed on God. As you look to God and as you praise God, your mind is fastened on the Lord, and it takes it off of your trouble and out of the realm of Satan's territory where he can plague you. Now, if anybody needs that, has needed that in the past and needs it now, it's me. I preach this to myself as you. And the way you do it is by praising God. How do you keep your mind stayed on God? Remember what he said now. He said, I will give him perfect peace. And some of us have pretty good peace, but I want perfect. How many would like perfect peace? Perfect peace. Peace in the midst of your troubles. Peace, inner peace, way down in your soul. That it doesn't matter about the boss. It doesn't matter what happens at work. It doesn't matter about the problems you have and the marital problems and what is Satan is trying to do to you and your discouragement and your mental problems and worrying about the future and finance. I'm a man given to worry if I don't have God. I would be in terrible shape if it wasn't for God. And maybe there's others in here like me. And I have had the tendency to be depressed at times. But the way I win and the way I'm going to win and have won is by putting my mind on the Lord. And you get your mind on God with praising God. Come on, let's praise him tonight. Get your mind on God by praising God. Praising God. I will keep him. I will give him perfect peace. I don't care what the devil throws at you or what the problems come. God will give you peace so that you can win. You win with peace. He can't take you down. He can't take you down when your mind is stayed on God. He can't take you down. You are going to win. Say win. You are going to win because you're praising God. And how do you get your mind on God? By understanding God and praising God. He is to be praised. You enter his courts with thanksgiving, into his presence with praise. Praise is connected with prayer. A big part of prayer is praise. Get your mind on the Lord. Praise him for his marvelous acts. Praise him for his greatness. Let's just take that for a minute. Praise God for his greatness, for who he is. Who is God? God is the creator. God spoke and the world was created. God spoke and this world was created. Praise God. Think of it. He created the world. Everything in all the stars. Nobody's ever counted all the stars. You know that? We have great instruments, and as far as we go, as far as we can see out into the heavens, there's still stars. Did you know no instrument ever made by man has ever seen the end of the universe? They've never seen it. So one time somebody said to Einstein, he was a rather smart individual, Einstein, and someone said to him about how big was the universe. He said, I don't know. He said, I think we've seen about 2 billion light years out, or 3 now. But he said, I think it's 5 billion. I think we could get to 5 billion. He don't know. He just said, I think. I don't know. What's beyond 5 billion? Is there a big sign up at 5 billion that says, the end? This is it. No, what's beyond the 5 billion? Because God created the universe. He created the stars in the sky. He put the moon where it is. He spoke and the sun came just the right distance. Thank God it's not any closer. And thank God in cold weather it's not any further away. But he put the sun where it is. And he said this seed time and harvest. He created the universe, the beautiful trees, the plants, the flowers. He made the flowers beautiful. I love flowers. And the older I am, the more I love them, because they understand the beauty of these things. Then it says Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like the smallest little flower. God did better than the gorgeous lilies, the flowers. He did it all. He made them. The birds in the air, the fish in the sea, the animals on the field, and that roam the streets. And he created you. in His image, and He created me. He is the Creator, God Almighty. He rules the world. He knows every thought in everybody's mind in this universe. There's not a thought that comes in anybody's mind that God doesn't know it. He knows every thought. He said there's not a sparrow that falls to the ground that He doesn't take note of it. He knows everything. He is God Almighty. And I want to thank Him because He is great. He is great. He created us in His image and gave us understanding and gave us a soul. And if you want to put God in His place, praise Him because of His greatness. Now, praise Him because of His greatness, because Jesus Christ came and took your place and mine. He gathered up all the sins of the world, all of your sins, all of my sins, all of the sins of the past, all of the future, all the sins of the world were placed upon Him, and He bore our sins. He bore your sin. He took your place in judgment. He stood in judgment, and God turned His back on His Son when He cried out and said, my God, why have You forsaken Me? Because God turned His back on His Son, and His Son became sin for you, and your judgment was poured on Him because He loved you that much that God gave His only Son to stand in your place in judgment and to hang on that cross and to shed His blood and have God turn His back on His own Son that He could save you. Now, shouldn't we praise God? I'm telling you, we ought to praise God. We ought to praise God because out of all of Earth's millions, He chose you. He looked down from creation and chose you. He knew you from before He created the world. He knew you. And He chose you from before the creation of the world. He chose you. He called you by name and said, I'm taking that one. Hallelujah. And when the gospel came, you responded. He knew you would. I'm not preaching anything wrong. It's the truth. He just knew everything. It's by His foreknowledge that He knew you would come. So He made arrangements for you. Hallelujah. And He chose us. He called you. And He called me. And He chose us. I am so thankful to God that He chose us, that He paid the price. Now, I'm going to praise Him for it. He is worthy of our praise. I want you to know tonight, God is worthy of our praise. He deserves it because it's right. Because it's right. Because He is great, the great Creator, because of His great sacrifice and because of His love. And His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. And it says His loving kindness is better than life. Now, I got trouble with that. I couldn't understand that for many years as a young Christian. I read that. His loving kindness is better than life. What's better than life? What's better? Life is wonderful. Thank God for life. Nobody wants to die. Very few. There's a few that do. But most people don't want to die. Love life. In fact, just today I met a man. He can't be here tonight, and I prayed for him in the store here down the street. And he comes here to Times Square, and he's a sick man, mentally disturbed. And he said he talked to me, and I said, and he said to me right off the bat, we were talking, and he said, and I want to live to be an old man. I want life. And I thought, here's a man that's sick, really sick. And he would like to live. Life is precious. Life is valuable. But he said his loving kindness is better than life. Why? Because life will end. Life is uncertain. Life can't be depended on. Nobody knows when tomorrow will bring. But His loving kindness is for eternity. It will be with you in all of eternity. His love is never going to end. It won't end when you get sick. It won't end. It hasn't ended with me, and I'm an old man. It's still there. It'll be with you. His love never fails. And let's praise Him tonight, for His loving kindness is better than life. Praise Him. Praise Him with a loud voice. Praise Him with singing. Give Him the glory. Hallelujah. Now, how are you going to keep His praise before you? He says, you said, you know, if we would constantly live in his presence, he would give us this perfect peace, because he wants us to get in a position of constantly recognizing him, that he is the big thing in your life. The big thing is God. Bigger than marriage. Marriage is wonderful, wonderful. Bigger than marriage, bigger than retirement, bigger than money, bigger than fame. God has to be the big thing in your life, that you think of him all the time. He's always there. You're constantly praising him, praising God all day long. Praise God, for he said he'll give you perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. Your mind is with him all the time. Now, how are you going to do that? One of the ways you do that is praising God seven times a day. Psalm 119, 164 says, seven times a day I will praise God. Seven times a day I'm going to praise God. Now, I started reading that years ago, and I've even mentioned that here before in my sermons on praise. I've preached this similar sermons on praise, but not this sermon, but similar on praise, because praise is so important. It's so important to your life. And not just when you, praise is wonderful when you come together, but you've got to become a praise person. And the psalmist said, seven times a day I will praise God. I'll praise God when I get up in the morning. I praise God. I think of the Lord and his goodness, and I praise him because he is worthy of our praise. He's died for us. He's worthy. He created us. We're going to be with him in eternity. So you do it in the morning when you get up. It says, so then when you have breakfast, you praise God. In the middle of the morning, at coffee break, you praise God. That's three times. When you have lunch, you praise God. In the middle of the afternoon, you praise God. At dinner time, you praise God. And before you go to bed, you praise God. And at bedtime, seven times a day. In the morning, breakfast, the middle of the morning, lunchtime, afternoon, dinner, the middle of the evening, and at night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Now, if you will do that, I'm talking to myself, see, because I need it just like you do, because I realize that praising God and keeping God in front of you, don't let other things capture you. You can look at the news, but don't let the news capture you. There's folks, friends that I have, that I know of, that the news captures them. They just always into that. Others, it's other kind of programs capture. Certain things, thoughts pattern capture. Worries captures people. Worry, I had to fight worry. I've had to fight that off. But I've got to transplant praise in the place of worry. Praise him with all of my heart because of his greatness, because of who he is. Praise God. Praise him in the morning. The Bible said, rise up and praise him. Praise him with a loud voice. Praise him with stringed instruments. Praise him in season and out of season. Praise him when you wake up in the middle of the night. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Because if you will do that, you will keep Satan from capturing your thought patterns. You'll keep Satan from getting a hold of your mind and your soul. You're going to rule out that Satan is not going to get you with worldly ambitions. He's not going to get you with the wrong thought pattern. He is not going to take you down. He's not going to get a hold of your mind. He's always after your mind and after your soul, and to bring you down and to bring you under condemnation. But when you begin to get your mind on the Lord and praising him and seeing him, you get your mind off yourself. And you get your mind off of who you are. And you won't be worrying about your mistakes and your failures. You begin to see what God is. Hallelujah. And you lift yourself up into his presence and into his kingdom. And God will give you the victory. And he wants to give you certain peace and certain power. And he wants your life to be victorious. That there's a song in our soul that we sing every day. That we praise God. There's peace within our mind. And we walk through a troubled world and a sinking world, and we have the Lord with us, and we have his praise. So value praise. Commit yourself to seven times a day, all day long. I'm going to praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil steal you. Praise God and bring you down. Praise honors God. Praise will help your faith. Praise will pave the way for your faith to reach God. Praising Him builds faith. Praising Him brings deliverance. Praising Him brings glory. Hallelujah. Praising God is the language of heaven. That's what we're going to do in heaven. Praise God. Praising Him releases the angels of God to serve you. Praising God feeds the joy of the Lord and becomes your strength. And joy comes with praise. Hallelujah. It knocks down the walls of resistance. It stills the enemy. It dispels the darkness. And God wants you to get into the praise of Him as we read the last great psalm. Hallelujah. Psalm 150. I want to read it to you because it covers the whole thing in just a few words. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Praise Him for His mighty in the firmament, for His mighty works. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. He is great Creator, Savior. His greatness. Let's give God the great praise for His greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with loud sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand and give Him the glory. Amen. Praise God.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Praise the Lord. What a glorious opportunity to give God glory. Let's stand in the house. I want to first rejoice in a life that is a message. We see what God has done in and through Pastor Ben, how his life is a praise, how his life is a torch of fire in this generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. A man who practices what he preaches. I know him very well, and he is a man of praise. When we praise the Lord, we see all of these wonderful benefits that the pastor brought out. And people see us seeing these benefits. Do you remember the time of old when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace? And the Bible suggests that in that furnace, the Lord showed up. And I imagine there must have been an incredible prayer meeting that day. Amen. You talk about being on fire for Jesus, right? And then the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar saw what was going on. And when we see Jesus for who He is, and we acknowledge Him for who He is, and we praise Him for who He is, we don't simply see Jesus, but people see us seeing Jesus. And as a result, they are compelled to listen, compelled to consider who we are and what we're doing. So praise is something that not only goes upward, but it has an impact inward and an impact outward. And I've found that even in a city like New York, where we have so many people coming from so many different backgrounds and so many different cultures and so many different experiences, that one thing that cannot be silenced, one thing that cannot be denied, one thing that cannot be eclipsed by the difficulties of our society is when true praise goes up. It is a sweet-smelling savor to God, and it is a scent to the society. The Bible says the scent of life to those who are living, and the scent of death to those who are dying. In other words, it makes people who are in rebellion think twice about how they're living. Now we have an opportunity to determine to praise God. This is a choice that we make. I can decide when I wake up in the morning. I can decide when I have my coffee. I can decide when I have my lunch. I can decide in the midday. I can decide around dinner time. I can decide at bedtime. It's always, by God's grace, my decision. Now, what I want to do is I want to call us to a commitment to praising God. A commitment that says, I'm going to praise God, and I don't care who likes it. I don't care who don't. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to give glory to God on my job. I'm going to give glory to God as I'm walking down the street. I'm going to give glory to God in my house. I don't care if my husband like it or my wife like it. I'm going to give glory to God if my kids are embarrassed. I'm going to give glory to God on my job. I don't care what anybody says or does. This is my prerogative. This is my privilege. This is my opportunity to change the world. My opportunity to cause somebody to think that maybe, just maybe, there is hope. Maybe, just maybe, there is a reason to rejoice. Maybe, just maybe, there is a reason to be happy. Maybe, just maybe, there is a reason to believe. We live in a society where people are just holding on to skepticism and cynicism, and they're just holding on to unbelief, and they're just holding on to the idea that there's no reason to smile, no reason to hope, no reason to rejoice. And we manifest the reality that there is a reason. God gave us life. You heard our pastor. He said not only that God gave us life, he says that God's loving kindness is better than life. God didn't just give us life, but he gave our life by his love and his kindness meaning. He didn't just give us life. He gave us a reason to want to live this life in a way that blesses him and honors him. He could have just said, you know what? Be alive. But he did more than that. He said, let your life bless the Lord. Let your life praise the Lord. Let your life give honor and glory to the Lord. If you want to pray tonight, and here's what you want to pray, Lord, give me the courage to praise your name. Remember in the book of Acts, they were beaten and whipped and said, don't talk about that name anymore. And they went in and they began to pray. And they said, God, heaven and earth was made by you, like we heard tonight. You are the sovereign God. You created the heavens. You created the earth. And all the things that are happening to us, you told us in your word it would happen. But we're asking you right now to give us a holy boldness. Because we want to proclaim your name. We want to preach your name. We want to glorify your name. We want to exalt your name. We don't want to be afraid and we don't want to be ashamed. We will speak your name wherever we have the opportunity. We have a certain amount of time in this society and we are going to help somebody into the kingdom. We're going to be used of God to bless somebody's life. And we do that by blessing the Lord. If you want to pray tonight for boldness. As Pastor Vest told us last week, it was boldness that got them in trouble. I think it was last week. Boldness that got them in trouble. They went and they prayed and they said, God, give me more boldness. Because if saving lives mean getting in trouble, then let me get into more trouble. Because I want to help somebody. And I want to glorify God. If you want to pray tonight, God, give me a Holy Ghost boldness. In my spirit, I'm going to be right there at the altar because I want more boldness to glorify God. I want more boldness to praise the Lord. Y'all might not know this, but I'm a very shy person. But when it comes to giving glory to God, ain't no rock going to cry in my place. Hallelujah! 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 Glory to God! Glory to God! Hallelujah. Glory to God. If God is speaking to you and you want more boldness to give glory to God, come to the front of this auditorium. We're going to pray together in a moment or two. We're going to lift up some songs, and then we're going to pray together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you for a supernatural infusion of Holy Ghost boldness. Lord, there is nothing in our own hearts that can rival the threat of this generation. It must be you. It must be your presence. The Lord reminds us that it is the Holy Spirit who has been given to us, the love of God poured into us, and that love is something that we must speak about. That love is something that we must sing about. That love is something that we must shout about. That love is something that we must tell our neighbors about. God, you have put such a love in our heart that we cannot be silenced. You have put such a love in our heart that we cannot be still. God, we must speak the words that you have given us. We must speak what we have seen and what we have heard. God, we ask you to give us a boldness that causes us to make mention of your goodness and make mention of your name. We are not ashamed of this gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. We will believe your name out loud. We will love you out loud. We will worship you out loud. We will touch upon your spirit out loud. We will cling to your truth out loud. We will make your name known out loud. We will live this life out loud. We will worship you out loud. We will glorify you out loud. This world will know that God has a people in this generation. We will bless you out loud. You are a great God, a worthy God, a true Savior, and we will love you out loud. We thank you for it, O Jesus, for the glorious blessing of Holy Ghost boldness. We love you. We bless you. We praise you in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. 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 Glory to the name of Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Glory to God. The Lord Jesus bless you so very much.